You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 121.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Welcome to another foodie episode today. I am so excited, as always, to bring you my interview today with Megan Roosevelt from Healthy Grocery Girl. Megan has her own Healthy Grocery Girl cooking show on YouTube every Thursday, and she has more than 50,000 people subscribed and 100,000 people watching every month. She is definitely an entrepreneur, and she also works with her husband. So I really enjoyed interviewing Megan, and I know that you'll enjoy listening to this podcast episode as well. So be sure to reach out to Megan and tell her what you enjoyed about her interview. And come find me over in our Facebook group at NicoleCulverBlog.com/community. And you can also access my free resource library for food bloggers. I have downloads in there, workshops, videos, a lot of great stuff to help you along your way on your business journey. And you can access that at NicoleCulverBlog.com/library. So let's get into the interview. First, a word from our sponsor. This month's sponsor is Kit Life, and I'm so psyched to have them back as this month's sponsor again. If you're listening to this podcast, then you're most likely trying to grow your blog and your business, and you have a lot going on. You know, if you've been listening, that I really talk about learning how to prioritize and work your schedule so you can stay organized and focused. If you're anything like me, you can always use some help keeping it all together, and Kit Life is the perfect answer to that struggle. The Kit Life women have created specialty day planners and coordinating products that will help you make the most of every single day. First of all, the planners are absolutely beautiful and they're super unique because they focus on much more than your typical to-do list. They're bright, fun, and vibrant, and they really, really help you be productive, positive, and even healthy by encouraging you to drink water. Since I have a big foodie audience, I know you're all gonna love the meal planning features and nutrition and fitness add-ons. Kit Life has tons of ways that you can customize it to fit what you need, which is why I love them so much. They have these daily tracker stickers, and there's even a social media sticker that can help you manage your efforts to build your brand. So I want you to go check out NicoleCulverBlog.com/KitLife. You can see photos, reviews, and more information right there. And as a special promotion for the Blissful Bites podcast listeners, if you enter my name, Nicole Culver, in the comments section at checkout, Team Kit will add in a set of these really, really cute snail mail postcards, which are just for fun. And this variety pack of 10 postcards are so cute, and they're themed for the holidays too, so you can go and send love to friends and family. So go check it out. NicoleCulverBlog.com/KitLife. Megan is a registered dietitian nutritionist, the founder and CEO of Healthy Grocery Girl, and the number one family-friendly dietitian on YouTube with over 1 million total views. She is an internationally published author, host, producer, as well as a nutrition expert for television and magazines. Her work has been featured on ABC, CBS, Fox, OWN, Hallmark Channel, Shape Health Prevention, Real Simple, The Huffington Post, and Origin Magazine, just to name a few. Hi, Megan.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That is quite an introduction.
Well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Sure. So professionally, I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. That's what I went to school for. And my husband and I both together run our company, Healthy Grocery Girl. We have a wellness website, a membership-based website where we offer meal plans and educational videos and grocery shopping guides and cooking guides, basically lots of just great resources to help people eat and live healthy. And then we also do a lot of videos. So we have a YouTube channel where we share videos that are free for people to watch every single week, recipe videos, lifestyle videos. We do videos for a range of our other clients, and we're just all over social media sharing lots of healthy tips. So that's a little bit about what we do professionally, just trying to help people live a healthier life in a really fun and realistic way.
How did you get started with all this?
Well, I went to school to be a registered dietitian. So I went through all that training, took the exam, became an RD. And, I was looking for jobs, typical RD jobs, and I just wasn't getting anything. And it was really discouraging. And I just kind of had this aha moment pretty early on where I was like, you know, I really want to love what I do. And I've always kind of had an entrepreneurial spirit. So I think all the closed doors were kind of a blessing in disguise, because I just was like, you know, I don't need to wait for someone else to hire me to start making money. I have lots of skills, so I can just start promoting myself. Originally our business started as personal nutrition coaching, but it's evolved from there to become the digital company that we are today.
I love it. And I have a lot of listeners who are kind of in that space who want to get started on their own and they don't really know where to even get started. So I love mm-hmm. that you took your success in your own hands and realized that you had certain skills and you could do it yourself.
Totally. I think a lot of people are afraid to go out on their own. And I think, you know, everybody starts out as a beginner and, you know, we're learning as we go. No one's given us a manual for our business. So we're just following our gut and doing our passion and being consistent with it, which I think is really key. And so far it's working for us. So you just got to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. How did you come up with the name Healthy Grocery Girl?
It was a name that came to my mind, and I thought I wanted a name that could be a business, but also kind of me at the same time. And first idea really that came to mind, but I brushed it off right away because I thought, no, it's too long. Like Healthy Grocery is sometimes hard for people to say. And I was kind of trying to come up with shorter, really clever names, but made this whole list of other business ideas. And I just kept coming back to Healthy Grocery Girl. So I think sometimes your first ideas can be good ones and you just have to listen to your gut. And so it was meant to be.
Yeah, and I love it. I think it's so fitting. And so how did you, because again, like the listeners would love to do something that like you're doing, but how did you actually get started with the membership site? I was looking around on your site and I was so impressed with all the different things that you offer, but I'm sure you didn't when you started out, like you said, you were doing something different. So how did you grow to this point where you have this fully packed, coming up with new content all the time membership site?
I think the key word that you said is it's been growth. A lot of people right out of the gate want to have all the bells and whistles. And I think it takes time to get there. It's taken time to get our business to the point where we can financially have someone build a website that supports a membership site. When I originally started my business, like I said, I did one-on-one coaching and I realized that wasn't very scalable. And it wasn't just the direction I wanted to go in, but I had all this content, repetitive content that I was often providing my personal coaching clients. And I thought it'd be really great to put that in a portal that other people can access from all over the world. So I wasn't just set to coaching people in my own community, but I could reach people all over the world. So I think it evolved over the years. And a lot of people starting a business, I think patience is important. Like, let your business evolve naturally and just get started, and then it'll build and grow and it'll evolve into what it's supposed to be if you stick with it.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that in-person piece probably, or I'll ask you, do you think that piece was key to then building the online audience? Because that's something that I preach, is like, get out in your community and get some clients one-on-one so you can mm-hmm. actually make money to then grow your online empire or whatever you want to do. But if you just start out online, you're going to be working for free for a while until you get to that point that you have a million views on YouTube.
Totally. I think especially when you're starting out and even today, you have to be willing to just do work. And even one-on-one, I did so many workshops and demos and speaking things at grocery stores or wellness communities for free just to get in front of people and get my name out there. And so when you're just getting started, like, just say yes and do as many things as you can to get in front of people, because usually when you're getting started, you have that free time to do so. And then as you grow, you get busier, you can be more selective about what you do for free, what you should get paid for. But I also think being with people, real people, one-on-one helps you really understand the needs of your client. And seeing so many clients, I started seeing this pattern and this theme of like, everybody's needs are different, but a lot of people are still searching for the same things. I'm providing them the same handouts, the same resources. So clearly, if all these people I'm coaching in my own community need it, people from all over the world may as well. So I think you really need to have that one-on-one interaction and really talk to your clients and see what they need before you go and just build this whole platform based on what you think people need.
Yes, totally, totally. And I love how you said that you did that in-person work for free, because a lot of times that's not what you hear. You just see like Megan Roosevelt is Healthy Grocery Girl, and you have all this, these YouTube views and a membership site, and they don't think about where you started from.
Totally. And even people look at TV and think, oh, wow, I wish I had all these spots on TV. And a lot of times, if you're like a guest expert for like a local news station or something, you're not getting paid for that. That's your time. That's money out of your pocket to do the recipes, to drive there. It's a lot. A lot of times you see all the success that people have, but you don't know all the personal money they're investing into it, all the time they're putting into it. But I think people who are willing to put in and invest in themselves, people will eventually invest back into them, whether it's your clients or if you have an investor for your business or whatever it is. So you really have to get out there and just believe in yourself and hustle like nobody else. And eventually, like, good things will come from that.
Yes, absolutely. And hard work is the key. No one is just handing it to you.
No. And that's why I wanted to start my own business, because I knew I every time I had like a closed door, somebody said no to me, I kind of always had this feeling like it was almost kind of like this fire in me that was like, you know what? I don't need you to give me financial stability. I don't need you to give me health benefits or a job. Like, I can achieve that for myself. I don't want someone else to tell me how much I should make in a year. I want to work as hard as I want to, and then that'll dictate how much money I can make or how many people I can influence. So I think if you just have that drive and you really believe in yourself, obviously it's possible to, you know, have a career from what you're passionate about.
Yes, totally. And tell us a little bit about working with your husband. Was that something that you both set out to do from the start, or did he come on board later?
Yes, it was always a dream of ours from the beginning. I've always, always wanted Healthy Grocery Girl to not actually be about me, but about a team and just other, actually helping other people. So because when you get started, you can't always afford a team. So it has to be about you in the beginning, but it's always been a dream for us to work together. And when we, early on, he had a traditional, you know, job he would leave 9 to 5 for, but he would always help me in the evenings and on the weekends whenever he could. But when we recently moved to Los Angeles, he quit his job. We moved down here. We just didn't know what we were going to do, didn't have a place to live, but we knew we were meant to move down here. And he just kind of jumped on board helping full time. And we started seeing our business grow just within a few months from him helping out full time. So we thought, you know, we're going to be okay for the next few months. Let's just keep doing this and doing this. And it's been, you know, a little over a year now that he's been full time with me also. And our business has grown greatly because of his expertise and his full time, you know, work as well. So sometimes I think you need to shake it up and take a leap of faith to make that happen, because it's pretty hard for someone to leave the comfort and stability of their, you know, job that they're getting paid, you know, monthly for and all that. But I think moving down to LA changed our lifestyle a bit and helped us take that leap of faith.
Yeah, totally. My husband just celebrated his 1-year anniversary of leaving his full-time job also. So I can
congratulations.
Relate. Thank you to you too. So do you have any tips on, because like for me and my husband, it was our dream to work together also. So once we were able to realize that, it was amazing. Do you have any tips for working with your husband that makes it go very smoothly?
Yes, we are both the boss. I think that is important because obviously I started the company, but I didn't want it to be me telling him what to do every day. I didn't want him to feel like my assistant. I wanted him to feel like an equal partner and that we kind of divide and conquer. He has things that he works on that, you know, I tell him like, hey, we need this video edited by this date, that kind of a thing. But I don't know what he's doing on his computer during the day. I just know he's getting stuff done. So we both have our own categories and areas of the business that we manage, and we don't micromanage each other. We talk about everything, so we always know what we have going on. But I think the thing is to basically separate tasks that you both are the managers of and be equal partners in the business and respect each other.
That's so important. I love that advice. It's so true. And what would you say has been your most proud moment so far since running Healthy, or starting, I should say, Healthy Grocery Girl?
Oh, goodness. There's been lots. I mean, obviously, helping people and hearing people's comments or feedbacks of, you know, their personal health successes that they've had because of things we've provided is always, that's the point. So that's always really rewarding. But I do think, you know, having my husband and I be able to do this together has been really a blessing, and we're very grateful for, because we really feel like, you know, we are living our dream. We're running our business. It's on our schedule, and we get to be together all the time. So currently, that's something we're very grateful for.
I love that. That's so nice. What would you say, because I'd like to talk about the ups and the proud moments, but I also like to share those like flops or disappointments, just sure, so the listeners can see and relate and see like, yes, entrepreneurs go through ups and
downs. Oh gosh, I have lots.
So is there one or 10, no, just one that you could share?
Yes. Okay. So the past couple of years, I have really focused. I really focused on what is it exactly that our business does, because we've kind of changed. We've always been under the same umbrella name as a business, but we've changed the services we've provided. And really the past few years, our main focus has just been our membership site, our YouTube channel, and our video production clients. Those three things. If we have other ideas, we kind of put them off to the side, we'll revisit them later. The beginning, when I first started, I'm an idea person. So I was like, oh, we should have product, we should have t-shirts, we should have, you know, our own chocolate bar, we should have this, we should have that. And I would spend days researching it and putting all this energy into it, and then nothing would come of it because I'd realize it was ridiculous or too expensive, or we'd never make money from it. So I think when you're starting out, it's really easy to get excited, and you just want to like go after all these ideas, and you find you're never really growing successfully in one area because you have too many things you're doing at once. And so it's better to kind of just be like, you know, I'm just going to be really good in these few areas and just keep doing them over and over and over and over again. And that's where you see the growth and the success come, because you're focused. So like I said, chocolate bar, like I thought, oh, we should have I love chocolate. Well, I should have a Healthy Grocery Girl chocolate bar. And so, you know, I was talking to grocery stores. I was working with the chocolatier. She was going to make it and sourcing all the ingredients and, you know, all of this stuff. And then I really started realizing like, gosh, you know, how much money am I really going to make off of each chocolate bar? And I'd have to sell how many a month, and shipping, and it's going to melt. And it just started becoming something that I realized like, I could put all this energy into that, which is kind of exciting, but it's not my passion in life to sell chocolate. It would just be a fun thing. But I'm really passionate about, you know, business and our membership site, and I'm really passionate about video, which is much more a lucrative business. And so I think like I said, it's so easy to get excited about projects and kind of waste time pursuing them. But it's better to kind of just pick some things and really stick with it for a few years and see if that really does grow or not.
So do you have any advice for the listeners on how to pick those 2 to 3 things that you really, really want to focus on instead of just having list overwhelm with all your ideas? Mm-hmm.
I think there's kind of 3 things that you need to think about for something you want to move forward in. One, it needs to be something you're really passionate about, because that means that you'll work on it all the time, no matter if there's ups or downs, because you just love it. But even if you're really passionate about it, if it's not scalable or it's not going to make you a lot of money, it's probably not something to move forward with. It's more of a hobby, not a business. So it needs to be something you're really passionate about, but also something that you can make money from, and also something that is scalable, and ideally something that at some point down the road, it's not only reliable on you for it to be successful. You can have other people help out with it, whether they take it over completely or they can do a portion of it, but it's not 100% dependent on you. So it needs to be something you're passionate about. It needs to be something that can scale so you can do a lot of what you love to do, and also you can make money from it and kind of delegate. So I think, you know, take what you want to do and see if you can check off all those boxes, and that will kind of help you know that you love it and you can make money from it.
Yes, absolutely. And how did you decide that? I know you talked about your passion, but a lot of people who are RDs end up going a more, I don't want to call it a traditional route, but tend to be like a food blogger and go after sponsored posts where they're relying on companies to work with instead of putting it into kind of their own hands. How did you decide to go more the membership route as opposed to just income off sponsored posts?
Mm-hmm. I love business, so I'm always reading about things, and I remember learning really early on that multiple income streams is really important, and so we do have those. We do work with sponsors, which we're very appreciative for videos and such, but we also have our membership site because it's really important that we have that our community, and then, like I said, we also do videos for our clients, for their, you know, brand, for their websites, whatever the kind of video work that they want. So I love video, so that's really fun for us to do that as well. So we basically kind of, like I said, have a few things that we're really passionate about, and it kind of helps overall make our business successful.
And how did you learn all this about business? Because you obviously know a lot and you're very well educated. So was there a particular program you took or a book you read that you would recommend to the listeners?
I think I just was I'm very passionate about it. I love business. I think it's amazing that you can have an idea and then survive and live off of it. And I just think that's so amazing. And we're very lucky, you know, that in America we can just start something and make a business from it. So I think I've just spent a lot of time researching it. There's lots of great things online, entrepreneur.com, inc.com. There's a gal named Marie Forleo. She has a great YouTube channel where she gives lots of great business advice. I think just following other people who are successful, following their passions, hearing little insights or listening to podcasts like you have is a great place to get information. So I wouldn't say maybe one book, but I think I'm just a sponge for it. Like I will just pick up little things here and there because I'm actively seeking out information. And some things stick with you and resonate with you, and some things you're like, oh, that doesn't apply to my business. I also watch a lot of Shark Tank, although I don't have a product. I really love I just love that show. And I think just, I don't know, things like that where you're just kind of surrounding yourself and hearing little bits of business wisdom on a daily basis helps you overall.
Yes, totally. And I love the advice just to research and be a sponge because that's probably the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
What would your biggest piece of advice to someone who is just starting out in business be?
My best piece of advice, I think it would be to be patient and to also like just hustle. I worked so many other jobs when I first started Healthy Grocery Girl. I think I had 3 other jobs plus Healthy Grocery Girl until I could slowly quit those other jobs and then fully do Healthy Grocery Girl full time. And even when I started Healthy Grocery Girl, I was constantly pitching myself. I made it a goal daily to pitch myself for something, for a magazine or a local television. It was my job to get my name out there. A lot of those things that you pitch yourself for are free. People are like, oh yeah, come do a workshop for my gym or whatever. And you get in front of people and they're not going to pay you for it because you're new or, you know, whatever the situation is. So I think it's, you know, just hustle, like do as many things as you can to get your brand name out there, especially if you have like a food product and you're doing demos in grocery stores or at events or whatever. Like it's all about awareness when you're first starting out. And even today, like that's just marketing. And also I think patience, like I said, it's really easy to look at somebody and go, man, I want what she has, but she's been doing it for 10 years or 20 years. It's been a progression. And so when you're starting out, like you just have to be patient and let your business get there and don't be too hard on yourself.
Yes. Yes. That's such good advice. And I really love how you shared your backstory too. I think it's so important to see like that you didn't just start out on the top.
No. And I wouldn't even say I'm on the top. There's lots of people I look up to. You know, but I think we all just have to do our best, and everybody has a little bit of a different thing that they're offering, and you know, your personality makes you stand apart too. But yeah, I mean, you just gotta follow your gut and do what you love. But also I think one thing that has been beneficial is, you know, there are a lot of people who are very creative, but they're not also being business savvy at the same time. And I've always considered everything that I do a business. And so I've always looked at how I love this, but how can I also make money from this? So I think it's really important to always remind yourself, like, I am a business. So as much as I love this, I have to make sure that eventually I'm going to make money from this.
Yes, for sure. So to end the interview, I always like to ask about balance because it's different for every person and it's not cookie cutter. So how mm-hmm. do you find a balance that works for you?
Sure. When I was doing Healthy Grocery Girl by myself, I did not have very good balance. I was very stressed. I worked all the time. It was very hard for me to ever take a break. Having my husband now full-time has really helped because now we have two people, so we can be much more efficient and actually have like some evenings and weekends free, which is nice. And I think it's just come with maturity and growth of having the business. Over time, I've gotten a lot better at saying no to things that stress me out, saying no to opportunities if I don't feel it's right for me. I'm a lot better at, you know, not checking my email first thing in the morning. And I always make sure every day to do physical activity because that really is a stress relief for me. And sometimes twice a day, like I'll go on a jog or do yoga in the morning and then go on a long walk in the evening with my husband. And also just making sure, obviously, to, as a dietitian, to eat really well and stay hydrated. So, you know, we do our work, but we also do take time to unplug. And it's hard to do when you have your own business because you think about it constantly. But, you know, we do take time to try to just do other things that are not work related.
Yes, for sure. Do you and your husband have like a time where you stop talking about work? Because I know that my husband and I, it kind of bleeds into every, not every conversation, but a lot. But we also love it that much that it's okay. So how do you handle that?
Totally. I think, you know, we don't have any rules because we love it. I think if it's getting stressful and both of us are really stressed out about a certain topic, we'll both be like, you know, let's just stop talking about this. It's stressing us both out. Let's stop talking about it. But if we're enjoying it, we're dreaming about plans and we're like, oh, then we could do this, we could do that. Like, that's fun for both of us. We're dreamers. We have 100 ideas a day. So sometimes it's actually really cathartic to go on long walks and just get out all these ideas and then kind of leave them there and then come back and actually do the work that we need to get done. But I mean, I think in the evenings, you know, we'll watch some shows or have dinner and we don't really talk about business when we do that. So we don't have any major rules, but I think we do in the evenings kind of try to unplug a little bit.
Yes. My husband and I always say that we get our best business ideas when we go for walks.
Totally. Just like sometimes I don't want to stop walking because I don't want the ideas to stop.
Yes, totally. We have two kids that we're usually pushing in the stroller, but so we have to stop. But yes. Awesome.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So share one thing that you want your readers and your followers and listeners to know about you that you think they don't know.
I think I want people to know that health and nutrition is not one size fits all, and that although we really kind of present ourselves as a plant-based company, we want people to eat more fruits and vegetables, that you don't have to be 100% plant-based or vegan or vegetarian. Like, nutrition is different for every person, and we really embrace everybody, no matter what their personal dietary choices and needs are. We just want people to eat more fruits and vegetables and maybe some more real food. So I think sometimes maybe people don't understand how realistic and open-minded and accepting we are, because I think some food people can be very regimented and strict and you can't eat this, but you can eat that. And we're not that way. We're just like, do your best. We love you. We hope you like our recipes.
I love that. And lastly, tell the listeners where they can find you and your membership site and your social media handles.
Yeah, thanks. So our membership site is just at our website, healthygrocerygirl.com. If you go there, you'll see the little button you can click to learn more about the membership. And then our YouTube channel is just Healthy Grocery Girl. We post weekly videos there, free to watch. And you should subscribe. That's also free. And on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Snapchat, we're Healthy Grocery Girl. So if you look us up, that's where you'll find us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today. You were so much fun.
Oh, Nicole, thank you for having me.
You can find all information about Megan and Healthy Grocery Girl in our show notes at NicoleCulverBlog.com/podcast.
You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and a helpful business tip. Do you know what stage of blogging you're in? I put together this quiz to help you figure out what stage of blogging you're in and what you need to do to actually get to the next level. So take the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds. And from there, you'll learn what stage you're in and what things that you need to focus on to bring your blog and your business to the next level. Visit NicoleCulverblog.com/quiz to take it and get started.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.